AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden giving his keynote address at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, telling delegates and others in the audience at the United Center that picking Kamala Harris as his running mate was one of the best decisions of his career.
Her story represents the best American story. And like many of our best presidents, she was also vice president. That's a joke.
Barack and Michelle Obama will speak tonight, Bill Clinton and Tim Walz on Wednesday, and Kamala Harris accepts the nomination, will speak Thursday. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is retiring today following his conviction on corruption charges. He'll be sentenced in October. The bodies of six Israeli hostages recovered overnight in an operation outside the Gaza Strip. The remains all discovered in a southern Gaza town. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Tel Aviv, pushing for a ceasefire deal, including a U.S.-backed plan to end 10 months of fighting in the Strip. This is ABC News. Two Texas parents found not liable for their son's alleged attack on a high school.
Families of victims in the May 2018 shooting at the Houston area's Santa Fe High School allege Dimitros Pagordas' parents should have secured the family's guns and gotten their son mental health treatment. The 17-year-old killed 8 students and 2 teachers, injured 13 others.
Did the negligence, if any of those named below, proximately cause the occurrence?
Judge Jack Ewing read the jury forms and verdicts.
No.
Their son's in custody at a state mental hospital. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Illinois on the verge of becoming the 5th state in the nation to completely ban corporal punishment in school. It's been prohibited to spank for decades in public schools, and a law taking effect in January will ban it in private schools as well. Americans aren't having as many babies. The CDC says the number of births in the U.S. dropped 2% in 2023 after a couple of years of going up. Just under 3.6 million babies were born that year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The 4 men accused of killing Devante Mitchell outside a Milwaukee hotel will stand trial for murder. According to the criminal complaint, 2 security guards, a bellhop, and a front desk worker pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. They're each charged with being party to a felony murder and could face up to 15 years and 9 months in prison. In a hearing Monday, all 4 were bound over for trial. They're expected to enter pleas on Thursday. And Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz are headed to Wisconsin Tuesday. They'll host a rally at Fiserv Forum. These rallies have become big, energetic events, so you can expect a lot of people in the Deer District area. Walz at the Democratic National Convention Monday.
Just came from the Wisconsin breakfast, and the blue wall is solid, people. The blue wall is solid.
Civic Media will have special coverage all week from Chicago. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pack gets ready for the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice this Thursday. They'll host the Baltimore Ravens in a joint practice open to the public. Linebacker Christian Welch from Miola, Wisconsin, is having a good camp. Last week against the Browns, he recovered a fumble. This week against the Broncos, he intercepted a Jared Stidman pass tipped by Packers defensive lineman James Esther. Welch on what he saw on the play.
Yeah, I just kind of had my eyes on the quarterback at the time, and one of the D linemen, I'm not even sure who it was, tipped it. I just saw it go straight up. I'm like, I got to go try to high point that. So I just went up and grabbed it and come down with it and took a hit on the way down. So I was pretty happy. Yeah, we needed that at that point in the game too.
Baseball tonight, Brewers in St. Louis to open a 3-game set against the Cardinals. In golf, round one of the 104th Wisconsin State Open is underway at the Minocqua, Wisconsin Country Club. Ross Thompson atop the leaderboard. He's an assistant golf coach at UW-Madison. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival in Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. Highs in the upper 70s. Same for Thursday, sunny in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us at 11:06. We'll talk all things DNC and more. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
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 What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live.
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Unfortunately, over the commercial break, John Peterson has passed away.
Oh, he looks like death warmed over.
I crossed my arms over my chest like, you know.
Just for anybody watching on YouTube or Facebook.
This camera has absolutely no ability to register color.
Yeah. You look whiter than white. God. I don't know. A whiter shade of pale. That's what we should play there, some Procol Harum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the John and Gordy Show on WMDX 92.7 and 1580 on your AM radio dial. It is just a few minutes, 7 minutes past seven. Going to be a nice day today. Highs around 71 degrees. And I want to remind everybody that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east or west sides or online at verlo.com.
Let's go down to the DNC and talk to our news guy, Terry Bell. Terry, what's going on down there?
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, guys. Well, Yeah, there's a lot going on, that's for sure. Yesterday was day one, plenty to do. Today, actually the footprint of the convention gets a little bigger. The footprint of the presidential campaign creeps up into southeast Wisconsin with a Kamala Harris rally tonight.
That's right.
And J.D. Vance will be in Kenosha earlier in the day. So, it's as if the convention and the campaign are creeping northward for a day.
Okay.
Yeah, I think J.D. Vance is coming up here in Kenosha to open a dollar store.
I'm not sure that's on his agenda, but...
It could be. It could be.
It could be, yeah.
All right, give him something to do.
So, Terry, last night or yesterday, some protesters made their presence known and apparently broke through some fencing there. Is that the story? And a few people arrested?
Yeah, some tense moments there for a while. The protesters managed to get through the outer perimeter fence with metal cutters. And
wow.
It was touch and go there for a while. But as the police presence increased, I'm told, then the protesters kind of their own volition retreated a bit and things de-escalated on their own without any kind of serious confrontations. I'm sure there were some arrests, but you know, it did not look like anything we saw 50 years ago in Chicago. Right. So I think the protesters plan to make their presence known. They got much closer to the convention than was ever the plan. And I think they plan to keep up a high-profile presence all week long.
So last night, Kamala Harris made an appearance, a surprise appearance.
Yeah, shuffled out on stage.
Yeah. And Joe Biden, of course, had a big speech there, kind of the passing of the torch. And that seemed to be at least part of the highlights from last night, right?
Yeah, I think it was something that was eagerly anticipated by a lot of people. There was a lot of love in the hall for Joe Biden last mm-hmm. night. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, his kind of his farewell address, if you will, even though he's going to be in office for several more months. This was supposed to be his convention. This was supposed to be his big show. Mm-hmm. And for him to come out, I think it was something that the delegates appreciated a lot. And, he showed a lot of graciousness to, not only Vice President Harris, but, to the protesters. You know, he acknowledged that they had a point to make and that it was valid. And I think, that was a gracious thing to do and say in that moment.
And Hillary Clinton had a few things to say about Donald Trump as well, right?
Well, yeah. And I think the interesting part of that was, yeah. When the crowd started chanting, lock him up, kind of to turn the old chant against her at the right. Trump rallies.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't do anything to stop it, but she kind of smiled and let them say what they had to say. And, it was perhaps a moment of levity.
Yeah, she yeah. is still a fantastic speaker.
Yeah, she did well. So today, Terry, give us the rundown on what to expect. What are some of the highlights?
Well, today in Chicago, probably the big highlight in terms of the convention is that Barack Obama will mm-hmm. speak. Mm-hmm. And, it's always a big occasion when Barack Obama speaks on a big stage, but especially in Chicago. Chicago is his adopted hometown, mm-hmm. and he has a lot of ties to the city. And I think the fact that the convention is here and that he is speaking at it will be a special moment for him.
And, of course, we got civic media coverage there, too.
Talk shows throughout the day from Earl Ingram to Todd Aubaugh to Maggie Dawn to the Devil's Advocates. And then at night, we cap things off with a special hour-long recap of the day's events and some analysis.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good.
Sounds good.
Terry, thank you. Thank you. I know you are. It's another busy day there in Chicago for you. So we will talk with you.
Conventions are always action.
Do they have do they have a continental breakfast for you? Wait.
Today. Yeah. You guys get a nice hospitality room.
7-Eleven donuts.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's continental me.
Enjoy. All right, Terry.
All right, Terry. Thank you.
Appreciate your
Thanks,
report.
Guys.
That's Terry Bell, our news director for Civic Media.
That's fantastic.
Hey, let's, John. This is National Radio Day.
It is.
So mm-hmm. I thought, let's go way back in our past, the John and Gordy vaults, and pick out something from a long time ago when we used to give away tickets on the air.
Yes.
This was the way we used to do it. This goes back at least 30-something years.
30-something years, yes. Yeah. We used to take calls.
Yes.
Well, seventh call or something like that.
Yeah, so.
But we tried something a little bit different.
Right.
And that is we put a ticket window in.
Right in the studio there, and we had a few people outside the studio.
Boy, it didn't go well.
Every time we opened up the ticket window, well, let's play the clip.
Let's
open the ticket window again, Gordy.
Okay.
I don't know. A little apprehensive after the last time.
Please.
Gosh.
Hey.
Hold on here.
Hey.
Ma'am.
Ladies, please. Sean, this crowd has turned into an ugly mob.
Can you try to control those two women?
Okay.
Just run by the tickets that were given away this morning.
Did you see the right cross she gave him?
Yeah, we had a little... Little problem.
Yeah, it was just
people loved the tickets.
Of course, you were insisting, that the people, all they had to do was call.
Really? Put the crowd for
and not appear at the ticket window.
Yeah.
It was just a big mistake that we made again.
It was. Okay. So should we give the away tickets or go to the phone? All right. Let's do that. We've got a pair of Mount Olympus tickets to give away. And what is our key word here, Sam? I forgot.
The king of the Greek gods, Zeus.
Zeus is the key word. Zeus.
Z-E-U-S.
Okay, Z-E-U-S.
You can spell it any way you want.
Zeus. Yeah, spell it however you want. And send that to us. You can text us at 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. Text us the word Zeus, or just go to the Civic Media app. You can text us there. Zeus.
All right.
And we'll give away those tickets, a little bit later on in the hour. All right, let's get to the John and Gordy hotline. Well, Joe is on the line here.
Joe.
Yes, Joe, good morning to you. How you doing?
Great. Oh, show is always wonderful. I just wanted to chime in on dear Charlie Kirk, who you had mentioned previously, getting into an altercation of sorts at the convention, the right-wing knob who is so full of wonderful opinions. Yeah. I want to make the tie forever between Charlie Kirk and Simone Biles, because when Simone Biles dropped out of the Tokyo Olympics because she was beset by a phenomenon called the twisties during gymnastics. The twisties are you're in air and you lose your sense of spatial awareness.
Right.
The seriousness of this problem was exemplified by an English gymnast who had the twisties, fell, and broke her neck.
Wow.
This is what Simone Biles was facing. It's an extremely serious thing. You're up there and you've got velocity and force. You can hurt yourself seriously or even die. She felt that and said, I got to drop out. Number one, my performance will be affected. Number two, my physical health may be affected. So Charlie Kirk, of course, had opinions on this. You know, the guy sitting on his tail feathers. He said, we're raising a generation of weak people like Simone Biles. Mm. Okay. She's selfish, immature, and she's a shame to the country. Okay, let's fast forward 4 years, and Simone Biles, as we know, is now considered the top U.S. American gymnast of all time.
Yes.
37 world championships and Olympic medals. So when you think about Charlie Kirk, think about the guy, an absolute know-nothing, and compare it to Simone Biles, who has had this tremendous career, worked so hard. And it's useful to remember, this woman also had to bear up against the sexual assault of Larry Nassar, that awful guy who's now serving jail time. Mm. You know, she's been through it. She's absolutely been through it. And then to have this little knob offer his opinions on her performance when she knew she was in trouble and had to step away. It's not like she just was depressed. She would be at serious physical harm if she stayed in that gymnastics realm. So I think it's useful to remember, whenever you think about Charlie Kirk, think about the guy who was so incurious, he wouldn't even bother to understand why she stepped away. Right. Why would somebody step away? I mean, for God's sakes, only fear of your physical health would make you do something like that. You're at the top of your game and suddenly you are beset by this. It's awful. Did he extend sympathy? No criticism. So Charlie Kirk, Go back to the hole where
right.
you live.
Right.
You know, we don't need it. You know, we don't need it.
He should have apologized for making such a ridiculous comment in the first place. She's
absolutely
proved him wrong, absolutely wrong.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. He would have a lot more spunk to him if he just said, you know, I should have shut my trap and I apologize. But of course, he's incapable of it.
Yeah,
he's absolutely
can't do that.
Incapable of reflecting.
All right, I'm putting those two together from now on. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you, Joe.
All right, Joe, appreciate that comment. It is now 18 minutes past the hour. We've got more of the John and Gordy Show right around the corner. We've got a story coming up. John, what do you got there?
It's a surprise.
A little surprise?
Yeah.
Okay, for National Radio Day?
Yeah.
We like surprises. Back with more of the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM. You know, put a little whistle in a song, it becomes a hit.
Yeah, just whistling in the wind.
All right. And this is the John and Gordy Show, and we welcome you to it. We've got an interesting story coming up in just a few moments here, and that is that Nacho Doritos,
a
big favorite snack of Harris's.
Really?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Likes Nacho Doritos?
If you haven't heard it already, we're going to talk about
that.
But right now, let's go to Brittany Merlot with the latest in weather. And you predicted somewhere along the way that we're going to have 90-degree weather. I'm not seeing that.
Well, in a few days.
You know, I'm really glad that I'm not seeing it. This is great weather right now. Let's just keep this.
Yeah.
This
enjoy
is
it.
Cool ranch Doritos weather.
Yeah.
like it.
There you go.
Yes. That's my favorite, in case anyone cared.
All
but,
right.
Well,
my kids
really
love
is.
It. My kids love those.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ranch
right?
Doritos.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's looking bright and sunny where we are, Brittany. How about where you are in Wausau?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky. It is gorgeous out there. And pretty much everyone's seeing that as well. Did you guys know that temperatures got to near freezing in northern Wisconsin this morning?
No.
Come on. Really?
Yeah. 34 degrees way up north, right on the border of the UP and Wisconsin. Kings,
wow.
Eagle River. Brr. Oh, my goodness. So you can see that fall was trying to creep in, but by the weekend, we are going to be seeing summer. So today, high pressure in place, beautiful sunshine, high temperatures, low 70s, about 73 degrees, I'm thinking. And those waves still, if you were wanting to go off towards Lake Michigan, stay away from the water. Did you guys hear there's also been 5 rescues out of the water just yesterday because of those waves?
No.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
People are thinking it's a swimming pool, and it's not right now with waves up to about 5 feet.
Wow.
And when you're by those fishing piers, you kind of get those rip currents, and it can just suck you out. So some scary stuff out there.
So you're saying I shouldn't take my styrofoam sailboat out on the lakes right now?
No, not don't do that. Idea. Wait till tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Now, last night, Brittany, it was a nice, clear night around here. Did you enjoy the full moon? You know, that was a special blue moon and a super moon last night, right?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh. And that's so rare. I don't think it's going to happen again until, like, 2037 or something
man.
That.
Oh, my God.
I
can't wait.
What are we going to do?
I know. I'm going to miss that one, of course.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Did it look blue?
Not when I was looking at it. And they all call it a sturgeon moon, right?
Ooh,
that was named after a prehistoric fish that was a food source for Native Americans. And I guess easier to catch
sturgeon.
In August and September, they catch those. So
I'm sure Brittany goes fishing for sturgeon, right?
Right,
Brittany?
I'm scared of sturgeon. I have a fear of fish, and my toes are always a neon color. So I have a fear that these sturgeon are just going to come right after my toes. or a muskie.
Your toes have a
neon color. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
So it looks like fishing lure.
You're like, you're talking like neon nail polish or something like
that? Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Well, it was funny to watch. It was funny to watch Holly Walls last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had a lime green neon.
I like it.
Fingernails.
No kidding.
Yeah. It was kind of fun.
Very cool.
It is fun.
So back to our original question to you. When are we going to see those 90s then? Is that for the weekend?
Yeah,
so you're going to hit the mid-80s by Saturday. That's when the mugginess, the humidity is going to be building.
Oh,
and then by Sunday and Monday, we're looking at low 90s with, of course, the humidity so high. So very hot and humid summer. Blah.
All right.
I don't like it, but, you know, some people do.
All right, Brittany.
All right.
Well, Brittany, are you? So you're a big Doritos fan. Should we talk about this story?
Oh, we could. You know,
Brittany, can you stick with us for a minute or two?
I can. I want to hear it. Let's go.
Well, Harris revealed that she coped with former President Donald Trump's 2016 election victory by binge eating a giant bag of nacho cheese Doritos by herself.
What?
She said, Then I went home and I sat on the couch with a family-sized bag of nacho Doritos. I did not share one chip with anybody, not even Doug. I just watched the TV with utter shock and dismay. Two things are true 8 years later. I still love Doritos, and we still have not stopped fighting. There you go.
Okay. Wow.
Fighting with her husband. You will love Fox News' reaction to this, though. I have to play this. This is Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Oh, no. And, really?
Yeah, you know, she won an Emmy once on TV, so she's going for a second Emmy with this cut 107. Let's hear it.
Okay.
You just talked about Kamala Harris supposedly eating a bag of Doritos, so emotionally charged after hearing this. That's the commander in chief, potentially. That's the emotional response of the leader of the free world, is to binge eat a bag of Doritos?
Oh,
are you kidding me? Can you imagine Putin, how he deals with things, chugging down a bag of Sour Patch Kids because he's depressed about something not going his way? Or back in the day, Soleimani, what is he binging on? Funyuns? I doubt it. I doubt that's the actual response of an elite leader, whether you agree with what they're leading or not.
Oh, really? Okay.
Unbelievable. Yes.
All right.
Quite the extreme.
That's crazy.
You know, what I read to you about, you know, Kamala's message about eating those Doritos.
Yeah.
A lot of people on X were just impressed as hell, saying that that's one of the best ever campaign emails they've ever gotten with just that announcement on it. It really is a good story. Why not, right?
Right. What's the matter with the nachos Doritos? So, Brittany, when you get stressed out about the weather, you turn to Cool Ranch Doritos? Is that the deal?
Yep, that's what I do. Okay. When it's cold, I turn to Cool Hot Doritos. And when it's hot, I do some Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Okay. Yeah, those Flamin' Hot Cheetos, very popular.
That's good
stuff. They tried to take them off the shelves. They were too hot.
People wanted them back, yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right. Brittany, we got to run here. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Brittany lives on the edge, you know, with all those spicy foods.
Yeah.
My God.
I do.
Yeah.
You take them with you wherever you go. Okay.
And that's why you have such a problem with flies, those damn horse flies up there.
Maybe so.
They're attracted to that scent. All right.
That's Brittany Merlo, our civic media meteorologist. Thanks, thank you, Brittany. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a good day.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
All right. She's got the nacho, the Cool Ranch Doritos.
The
neon paint on her toenails, and she's all set to go.
That reminds me of noodling. I think I've talked about this once on the show before. It's a method of catching catfish.
What do you do?
So catfish in rivers, they like to shield themselves inside these little tunnels on the riverbanks.
Right.
And if you stick your hand in there and you have some kind of food bits on there, mm-hmm. they'll bite your fingers, but they don't have sharp teeth, so they just kind of clamp on there, and you can just pull them out, and you just pull it out of the water with your hand.
Wow.
Really? You do a lot of catfish?
I've never done it, but I've seen videos of people doing it. It's kind of goofy looking.
It's wild.
Kind of a fat fish, isn't it?
I don't know.
Fatty
fish? Catfish?
Yeah, catfish.
They got whiskers, don't they?
Yeah. That's why they call it a catfish.
Yes, exactly. Hey, we want to remind you, if you are interested in winning a pair of Mount Olympus tickets, you can text us the word Zeus. Text it to 608-879-8255, 608-879-8255, a pair of Mount Olympus tickets.
Sherry says good morning again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good morning, Sherry. Enjoy a cup of coffee on us, all right? 29 minutes past the hour, and we've got a whole lot more of the show to go. Coming up, we've got Art Paul Schlosser.
We do.
Joining us with new music to share on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
From corner to corner in our state, many small communities still struggle to try to provide broadband internet access to its citizens. But why? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. It's not been lack of access to federal funds to try to get these projects going. Brittany Beyer is an extension specialist in economic development. She just joined the governor's task force on broadband access. That was started back in 2020. She says Wisconsin has just gotten a stamp of approval from the federal government on its five-year broadband expansion plan. That means the state could get $1.1 billion to bring high-speed internet access to all of its residents. It's called the BEAD program. But she said there's still challenges.
A lot of the providers need to make sure the business case is sound for them to build out their infrastructures in rural communities. So where there's less density and population, that bargain is harder for them to manage. That's still going to be the case for in perpetuity. And so that's a major piece that a lot of communities have to think through.
Brittany Beyer, she is one of the members of the governor's task force on broadband access. She said when internet access is provided, communities see a response. She said they've generally seen housing go up by 10%. Educational opportunities for students become more level with those in urban areas. And she also says some of the largest employers in rural Wisconsin are schools, which need that internet access.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
And this week's Crop Progress Report shows Wisconsin farmers have pretty much wrapped up their winter wheat harvest, and now they're looking at the corn. 62% of our corn crops rated good to excellent this week, and 62% of our soybeans also called good to excellent. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. Highs in the upper 70s. Same for Thursday, sunny in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Pete Schwaba.
The Next Nightlight is only available on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I discuss America's favorite movie snack with popcorn guru Chris Anderson. And award-winning director Justin Superstar joins me to talk about his new film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Mm-hmm.
WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Family Show.
That's one of your favorite bands, John. Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin, yeah. always a favorite. Yeah. Although I did like this song.
Yeah. That's Robert Plant. It's his birthday today,
It's his
right?
birthday, yes.
How old is Robert Plant today? Can you do the math quickly, Sam?
Well, he was born in 48, so...
So he's 76.
That guy's all over the place, right? He's helping people out. He's causing duets everywhere.
Causing duets?
That's right.
Is that what you call it? He frequently tours. He occasionally tours with Alison Krauss.
Yes, okay.
They were at Breeze Field there not too long ago.
Yeah,
like six months ago.
I enjoyed the Led Zeppelin covers that they did and
Art Paul Jones.
It's a different way they did it, isn't it?
I didn't recognize any of the other ones.
You did. Were you there? You were there at the concert, huh?
I was outside the... I was just standing on the way as they go in.
Oh, I see.
And collecting money as they went in.
Okay. So you're busking out there and playing some songs for the fans.
Right.
I think some people actually could hear me before they started playing.
Okay. Well, good deal. Hang on a second here. We've got Art Paul Schlosser with us this morning. We'll talk to you in just a minute here. Art, I got to remind everybody that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com. Our contest is still ongoing. You can text us the word Zeus if you would like to win a pair of tickets to Mount Olympus.
There's been a few people spelling Zeus wrong.
Well, we'll take it.
Z-E-U-S.
Okay.
It's all right. Z-U-E-S.
No.
Gets
no,
the same
John.
Idea across.
No, John.
What, are you going to eliminate
them? Use people.
Oh, no, come
You're not
going to
toss them
matter.
Out of the contest.
You're not tossing them out for spelling incorrectly.
I don't get a choice. The computer just picks it for me.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
What?
All right.
So when people text in.
If it's not correct, the computer just kicks it out?
Really?
Yeah.
That's a little heavy-handed, doesn't it?
So much for Rise of the Machines.
Oh, this is the downside. I told you, unless we went digital.
Okay. All right. So correct your spelling if you spelled it incorrectly.
Yes. You get another chance.
Yeah. We'll do it all the way to the top of the hour. Okay. Whew. I feel like I just ran a 50-yard dash here. Let's see. 7:37. Art Paul Schlosser.
Yes, here
Good
I
to
am.
See you, man.
How you doing?
Good. Doing all right.
Good.
How about you?
Love the shirt.
Really good.
Yeah. Nice tie-dye shirt there.
Yeah.
Is that a new guitar? You got an Epiphone, a beautiful guitar.
I've had it for about a year or two, but I haven't been using it. But the other one that I was using, one of the plugs broke off.
Yep. Okay.
And now I can't change the string anymore.
Oh, that's a shame. Oh.
So now I'm using this better guitar.
Good deal.
You know, if you went to the guitar shop.
Yeah.
Johnson,
I might go to Spruce Street.
Spruce Street. That's it. If you go there.
On Johnson, because it's closer than the guitar shop.
Oh.
Okay.
But I'm sure either place.
Oh, no. I go to the Spruce Street. They're fantastic over there.
Yeah.
They can reach right in there and pull that plug out.
Yeah. So what do you got for us today, Art? You got a couple of new songs you want to share with us, or what's new?
I got one new one, but I want to do an old one that a lot of people don't remember anymore.
We got to bring that back. We got to make them remember.
It's a really cool song.
Yeah.
It has a lot of funny, weird lyrics and a kind of interesting kazoo solo in it.
Ooh.
And, I love kazoo solos.
We have not had enough of those.
And if you listen to this song... There's a lot of different colorful lyrics.
All right. Well, let's check it out.
Let it rip.
It's about reading books.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
There's earthquakes on the ground, thunder in the air. There's a gorilla over there who's eating the mirror. In the kitchen, if you look, there's an alligator cook. But my mother don't care. She's reading a book. Yeah, my mother don't care. She's reading a book. She ain't gonna be bothered. She ain't gonna look. Go away from me now. I don't care anyhow. I don't care if it's Father Brown riding an elephant on a clown.
Wow.
Meanwhile, Captain Marvel is riding a dinosaur. There are snakes and vampires coming up from the floor. All of a sudden, a giant's about to smash the house, but my mind's not shook. Yeah, my mother don't care. She's reading a book. Yeah, my mother don't care. She's reading a book. She ain't gonna be bothered. She ain't gonna look. Go away from me now. I don't care anyhow. I don't care if it's a six-headed man-eating Martian cow.
All right.
Hey, Ma, there's a parade outside. You know, Ma, they even got a polka band. Hey, Ma, come here, look. But my mother don't care. She's reading a book. She ain't gonna be bothered. She ain't gonna look. Go away from me now. I don't care anyhow. I don't care if the whole town's been painted fluorescent brown.
Wow. Fluorescent brown.
Wow.
There's a color I want to see.
That was great.
You know, I got to say, and as you were, you know, singing that song, I was visualizing a children's book, somebody illustrating that whole story that you just laid on us.
I bet it would be a really good children's book.
It would be. I think it'd be a fantastic book.
Hey, do you guys know who Found Footage Festival guys are?
No.
Nick and Joe? Well, I think Joe does an a cappella version of that song.
Oh, really?
And adds even more lines to the lyrics.
Wow.
That's cool. I like the...
It's on my Arcapella CD project.
Arcapella. Love the kazoo. Love the kazoo solo. I'm glad you highlighted that.
Yeah.
You know, just going to the website, Spotify, and you know, other areas, you probably have your music available.
Yeah.
I have to say that, you know, just perusing your library, I am impressed with the album titles.
Oh, okay.
All the different album titles that you have. It's almost a historical marker each time you've released something.
Well, each CD is supposed to be a different idea. My first CD is just a regular CD, but like by the time I did I Want to Be Madonna, it's more like a radio and TV show because it has commercials in between the songs.
Oh.
But they're fake commercials.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Gotta hear that.
Different radio stations like KR, I'm not sure if I can. Well, yeah, it just has different radio stations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
WMAD.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're mad.
Yep.
We're right. mad. We're not just regular playing songs. We're playing crazy ones.
Yeah.
I don't know if that one's on there, but there's some.
I think we did that at one time. Yeah. Yes.
Art, get a little closer to the microphone here, if you would. Now, I just want to ask you
I'm
one thing.
Okay, I'm not kissing. Okay.
No, you're not. You don't have to kiss. It's okay. How many songs do you think you've written over the years?
Maybe 1,000.
1,000 songs?
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
I think more.
Just a guess?
I think
and
more.
It's hard to tell because online, some of the songs are repeated because there are different versions, like a live version versus a regular version.
Yep.
And then there's like a duet version.
Sure.
A lot of different versions.
Yeah.
Well, the duet thing was a really good idea. You expecting to do something like that again, maybe sometime in the not too distant future?
I have one that I'm supposed to release, but I got really lazy this year. I have this love song where some other people did some of the music for my lyrics,
and then I did
some love songs, but I don't remember where I put the disc to.
Oh no!
Make
copies.
Oh,
so
the lost Art Paul Schlosser.
Yeah, the lost taste.
It is.
I've been putting. I put a lot of them already on Bandcamp.
Okay.
You know, if you go to artpaulschlosser.bandcamp.com newsgeek.com. Then you can listen to all the new songs that are not released on iTunes or Spotify, and then you can download them too and give me a donation if you want.
There you go.
All right.
Now,
all right.
We got time for maybe one more song. Did you have another song you wanted to play for us this morning?
Did you want me to play You're Pretty When You're Wet or...
Pretty When You're Wet.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Madison's had a lot of rain this year. So,
that's true.
Right? I think people might relate to this.
Okay.
You're pretty when you're wet. You're pretty when you're wet. You're pretty when you're wet. Let's go dancing in the rain. You're pretty when you're wet.
It's like a Dylan song.
You're pretty when you're wet. You're pretty when you're wet. Let's go jump in the lake. You're pretty when you're wet. You're pretty when you're wet. You're pretty when you're wet. Let's go tiptoe by the sprinkler.
There you go.
You're pretty when you're wet.
Sing along.
You're pretty when you're wet. You're pretty when you're wet. I just bought some water guns. You're pretty when you're wet. You're pretty when you're wet. You're pretty when you're wet. Let's go down a water slide.
There you go.
And Jen said I could get away with this last verse.
Okay.
You're pretty when you're wet. You're pretty when you're wet. You're pretty when you're wet. Let's go do a shower.
There you go.
Art Paul.
I can't believe that
wonderful.
Robert Plant didn't come out and ask you to go up on stage with him and do a song.
Yeah.
You know, he was really busy, you know.
Oh, well, that's true.
That's true. You know, aren't they getting married? Or
I don't know. I have no idea. So, Art, do you have any appearances coming up, or people can just find
you on... I'm going to be in Milwaukee on the 30th.
Oh, yeah?
What brings you to Milwaukee?
Rock and Roll Palace, Quarters Rock and Roll Palace.
Okay.
It's the Bob's Festival, but not Bob Dylan, and not, the governor, Bob, but a different type of Bob. There's a guy in Milwaukee with the name Bob, and he decided to have his own festival.
You're talking about Bob Fest, but it's not that.
It's not
this
Bob
is
Dylan.
Different. This is a different Bob, and he's having his own festival.
Yeah, he's this guy in Milwaukee that has this festival.
Wow.
And it's August 30th.
Yeah.
And do you have fans that listen to you in Milwaukee?
Oh, sure. You can get us on the Civic Media app anywhere in the state. Anywhere.
I got a mega friend in Milwaukee.
Yeah, tell people to come and see me there because I'm going to play some really weird songs. I'm going to play the Bob song, too.
Yeah. You got a Bob song, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it seems so strange that he would, you know, name it Bob Fest when there are so many of them.
Well, yeah.
Well, you see, what he does in between the show, he gets on stage and he gives out items like books by famous authors with the name Bob.
Gotcha.
Or records with the name Bob.
Right.
And it's a really weird
festival. Sounds fun. Is it a big event? A lot of people showing up for that?
Yeah. It's all right.
What street is it on? Is it on Brady Street?
Well, like I said, I don't know exactly where Quarters Rock and Roll Palace is, but people in Milwaukee know where the place is.
All right. Good deal.
Sounds good.
Well, Art, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. We're all out of time here.
Okay.
But
am I dying?
No. No, you're not.
I'm not dying.
But
all right, back with more. After this, WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all,
you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It is 7:50, WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM, and Catherine Lake joins us live from the DNC in Chicago this morning.
Watching the girls go by.
That's right.
Why did you play that?
Yep. What?
The reason that I picked the instrumental version is so people wouldn't know the title of the song.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Catherine, Art Paul is still with us here in the studio. We thought maybe you wanted to ask him a question or something, or that's what we were
was
led to believe.
Anything at all? I don't,
no.
No.
All right.
Good.
Well,
okay.
Art will then listen to what your report.
You are pretty, though.
There you go. All right.
Let's switch gears. And Catherine, give us the latest on what you are up to there at the DNC in Chicago.
Well, I'm not really up to a whole lot. I'm witnessing history. It's been fascinating, really fun watching our hosts do what they do. Mm-hmm. Todd Albaugh and Maggie, and even the Devils are here. I don't know if they're going to head back to Wisconsin for tonight, because I know Kamala's going to be in Wisconsin, but I'm staying here for Barack. He's speaking tonight with Michelle.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear that.
That's the big highlight for tonight, I guess.
Yeah. Huh?
It's going to be amazing. They have themes for every day, which I just learned. I did not know that Monday's theme was for the people. Tuesday, with President Obama, a bold vision for America's future. Tomorrow's theme is going to be a fight for our freedoms, when former President Bill Clinton will speak, and Tim Walz, of course, as per custom, when a vice president is up for election. Wednesday's when he speaks, and then, of course, Kamala on Thursday, for our future, will be the theme of her speech.
Oh, that's good. It's good.
Yeah.
You know, Kamala's appearance last night, was a big surprise to a lot of people. And just watching, we had a little highlight here on CNN in our studio. We were watching it. The amazing thing about Kamala is that she is so friendly to the camera.
Yeah.
She is totally media. And this is very, very unusual, I think, as a presidential candidate, to be this friendly to the camera and to be so natural in front of it, that that's one of the big pluses that a lot of people really haven't talked about. But you can see it as plain as day.
Yeah, that's leadership, right? Yep. I mean, that she's not unkind to the eye, and she knows how to, like you say, work herself in a nice way to be able to be heard. You know, but it's her words, of course, that really are going to resonate tonight, I think.
And last night, of course, was President Biden was the keynote speaker, I guess you would call it, for last evening. Were you in the hall, or were you watching that from one of the monitors?
You know, because I got up so early with you guys and I went down there so early, I bailed halfway through our 6 p.m. show. I had to get home, back up north where I'm staying, which is right near where my daughter's living with her dad still here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So I spent the evening with them watching
just like you were on TV.
Yeah.
I didn't fall asleep though. I made it to
That's
9 o'clock.
There
I couldn't believe it.
We all kind of missed Joe, his speech.
Yeah, it was a little late, but
he was so
watching
late.
The highlights. Yeah,
me too. I was watching the highlights this morning.
But Hillary was fantastic. Good watching her again.
Yeah.
Lay it out there.
Amazing.
Yeah, she did a nice job.
And of course,
I understand that Mike Lindell's here somewhere. I'm going to look for him today.
Now, he was going to shave off his mustache, right? So no one would recognize him. Is that it? That's what I read someplace. God.
He's not coming in the building, so I thought I might hang out outside and see if I can find him.
Well, say hello to Charlie Kirk for us.
Yeah, do that. Very good, Catherine. Well, we will talk with you again tomorrow morning, and you can let us know what else is going on there at the DNC in Chicago. And, of course, as you mentioned, our civic media people are all over the convention with their shows. And we're looking forward
I'll
to
tell
that.
You, well, let me get, it looks amazing.
Let me get your impression, Catherine. I'm going to do something on camera. Just check it out and give us your impressions.
You're very white. You look dead. Yes, that's right. You look dead.
There you go. Is John Peterson still alive? Yeah, that's the question.
Is that the sun on you?
No,
or is that
it's
a
not
special
the sun.
We have no idea.
We have
color
no idea.
Sapping light. Yeah. Okay.
It's, no, that's the way he really looks, too. So. Very good. All right. That's Catherine Lake. Thank you, Catherine. We appreciate your reports.
See you later.
From the DNC in Chicago. And Art is now leaving
the
studio.
Wait, we got Art here?
What?
You can do one more song if you'd like, Art.
Yeah, we've got 2 minutes left here. So you want to play us
out? You can always play us out.
I got a short one that's really new.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called, this one goes out to the job I quit.
Oh, yeah. This is good. Okay. All right. This is it.
This one goes out to the job I quit. This one goes out to the job I left behind. This one goes out to the job I quit. A simple message to let you understand. This one goes out to the job I quit. Hire someone else. Hire someone else. You think that if I really wanted the job, I'd show up. Hire someone else.
Great.
That's a parody of R.E.M.
That was excellent.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It, Art.
You two ought to know a lot about getting fired and all of that.
It's on Bandcamp.
Well, it was all flashing before my eyes as he was singing then.
Thank you, Art.
Okay, you have a good week, and I'll see you another time.
Yes, indeed.
And if people want to follow you, you're on Facebook, right?
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Bandcamp. I'm on iTunes. I'm on Spotify. I'm on YouTube, but I'm not on your mother.
Okay. By the way, you also macrame your own sheets and stuff like that, your blankets.
Mm-hmm. And you I don't do any.
Oh,
macrame.
You don't? Yeah. How
I paint paintings.
You do paintings.
I'm planning on maybe painting John and Gordy.
Oh, we need Art, a new painting.
Thank you so much, Art. We'll see you again. That's going to do it for the John and Gordy Show for this Tuesday. Tomorrow, Mike McCabe will be joining us. We hope you have a wonderful day. Stephanie Miller is next.
All right.
WMDX.
Yep, they're broadcasting from the DNC.
Yes. Have a great day.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location for the Democratic National Convention here at the United Center in Chicago. Great guest, Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.